Hey, beautiful people. This is Nkechi, and I'm just hopping in to set the scene. You are currently listening to Talk Crypto to Me. There are over 15 plus episodes in this particular series, so make sure you get a listen to all of them. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. And make sure you join our community by becoming a member at www.nkechi.club. That's N-K-E-C-H-I.club. All right, let's go ahead and get into the episode, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Enjoy.
Literally, just put they just partition it and put BTT into the storage space there. That's how you mine it. There's another one that my girl Haley told me about some time ago, Theta. I need to get onto that one. So if you have any coins that you think are going to hit in the future, I want to hear about it, and I want to hear the why. And then on top of that, if you have fundamental questions, what is an exchange? Where do I store it in? Should I use a hot? Well, what is a hot wallet versus a cold wallet? My girl Terry's here. Man, the whole family's here. I love it. So if you have questions, feel free to ask that as well. And yes, I know, guys. I promise I'm going to open this room up. I just missed you guys, and I wanted to spend time with you guys. So yeah, let's keep the conversation going. And you know what? Another thing. Yo, what is making... You know how I am, guys. I need to know the tea, what is making Shiba shoot up like this? I understand a bunch of people are dumping into it now because they know it's hot. I get that. But here's the thing. What is it that caused it to shoot up before that? You know what I'm saying?
I think the talk of it possibly being on Robinhood.
Oh.
So it's they're talking. First of all, they said it was supposed to happen yesterday, but then I was hearing that they're saying it should happen most likely in the next 2 weeks that they're going to put SHIB on Robinhood. So everybody's jumping in. And then remember when it went up a couple of weeks ago, then it shot down.
Yes. Yes, I do remember.
Because Elon was like, oh, I have no SHIB. And he know whatever he say goes.
He knew what he was doing. He said that, and then he probably went and dumped like $5 billion into that sucker.
Right. Right. But that's what I think it is. I believe it's because it's being reported that they are thinking about putting it on Robinhood.
Yo. And do you know what? We've turned our nose up at Robinhood for so long. But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. What's going on, Miss Super Nerd? Let me make you an honorary ma. Please don't mess with my stage. Nobody mess with the stage. It's
going to
be a bomb space.
Home training. You know, I fear you as much as I love you.
I love you. Yo, this is baby sis right here. So
I come in and I sit on the corner of the couch. You know how like your aunt has like the white
until she tells you to sit on the knee. You can sit on the cushion, baby. Thank you for your respect.
There you go. I'm on the corner.
Yo, that takes me back to my AME days, man. That church ain't no joke. Robinhood, we have turned our nose up. Good morning, Mr. Corrupt. We have turned our nose up at Robinhood for so long. Why? Because they don't have a freaking wallet. Why? Because you don't technically own the crypto on Robinhood, right? It's a placeholder. But I'm an investor on Robinhood, right? Both stock-wise. And then also I own quite a lot of stocks on there. My stocks are doing wonderful as well. Everything is on the upturn, which means something, you know, it's the Christmas season. The first time we saw Bitcoin shoot through the roof was during what time, guys? Christmas season. There's something about the holiday season.
I call it Crypto Christmas, NKG. I literally call it Crypto Christmas.
I'm proud of you,
my sis. The first time I noticed it was in 2017 or 2018 when Kanye West bought Kim Kardashian $100,000 worth of Bitcoin. And ever since then, it's almost been like a trend. That's when I noticed and I started calling it Crypto Christmas since then.
You know what's beautiful about you calling it Crypto Christmas is that there's this term called Crypto Winter. So the fact that you found the silver lining, I love it.
I want to touch on Robinhood real quick. Y'all didn't hear that they rolled out their little crypto
wallet? That's what I was going to say. I was shocked.
Beta testing, yes. Right now it's in beta testing. So what they did, they're testing it.
Yo, they offered me a slot on there. Yeah, they offered me one of the slots there.
Yes, me too. But it's not out to the public yet. So who knows, Nkechi? Maybe by now. Next year.
You know, I really
what you think?
I listen, I'm not gonna lie to you, sis, because I have a lot of stocks on Robinhood, and sometimes when the stocks go up, I think to myself, well, the percentage is which I'm, you know, there's stocks that I bought for $16. For example, I'll give you one. Hold on, let me open up my Robinhood right now. I'm very transparent. I want all of us to make money. I'm not trying to be at the top by myself. It's lonely up there and the wind is loud. I want people to stand around me. So I'm opening up my Robinhood right now, and I'll give you guys. We are not financial advisors. If you do what you got to do and you lose some money, don't call me. I'm not paying your rent. I do love you, but I'm not paying your rent. Do your due diligence. So one of the stocks that I bought last year, UCO. It's a ProShares Ultra Bloomberg Crude Oil ETF. All right.
Yo, I'm in on that.
Love it.
Yo, I love. Oh my gosh, y'all! I have made a stupid amount on that stock. Right. Last year, that sucker dropped down so low, dropped down to like $11. Now, let me tell you what the average of that stock is. All right. Before the crisis last year. All right. I remember it was March 6th. It was the week of March 6th. All right. Because I came home from my final trip. It was jump starting a client in Atlanta. I do software implementation. So one of my clients in Atlanta, I need to go there for. I usually show up there for like the first 4 days, and then after that, I'm fully remote. I don't want to be there. And then on top of that, that's when Corona, like COVID, was first hitting, right? So I land back home March 6th. By March 7th, I think it was, like whatever that following Monday was, everything dropped, everything crashed. Now, mind you, for some people, you know, people are scared that it's crashing, this and that. Listen, that's Black Friday for me. That's a sale for me. So I went up and started buying it up. All right. So if you know anything about this particular stock, the average for it, it usually fluctuated between In 2019, it fluctuated between 480. No. Let me say 500. Hold on. I'm looking for the tip right here. 595 to 408 is the average. I bought that sucker up for a smooth $12 per. And I bought a lot. I bought four figures worth. Okay. Not four figures in money. I mean, four figures in money plus. But I'm talking about the amount of shares. All right. That sucker is up to $96. Do you understand what I'm telling you guys? This is not doubling your money. It's not tripling your money. It's so what I'm saying is Robinhood gives you the numbers on there. It is always so precise. It updates faster than Coinbase and Crypto.com to me. All right. Because on Crypto.com, it still says that the highest that Bitcoin has gone up to is 66,000. But I specifically remember that we were hosting a crypto room when I saw Bitcoin hit 67,000. So what I'm saying is that even before we were saying that Robinhood is not the place to buy it because you don't own those stocks, because you don't own those crypto, we still said, hey, it's a good place to see what the number is though. So imagine having all of that inventory there. And now if your stock is increasing at a certain percentage, but it's less than what Bitcoin is, you can now transfer it over to Bitcoin. You understand what I'm saying, Olivia? You can now make those micro trades right there on Robinhood because you have your stocks, you have the you don't have to change your money. I can take the profit that I've made off of that, take that profit, move it into Bitcoin. If Bitcoin is having one of those weeks that is jumping up to, I don't know, 72,000 or something out of nowhere. I know it hasn't hit that, you know what I'm saying. But I just say that to say it would be amazing if you could keep your crypto and your stocks on one particular platform, because any profit that you make on your stocks, you can literally move it over to crypto, 10x it with Ethereum, and then move it right back to your stocks and buy it more. None
Girl,
of the stocks
we
have
fully
that in
recovered,
Canada.
Bro.
We
yeah. have that
and
in Canada.
That's the dope part about day trading, and I know you want to, or just trading.
Yeah,
period.
I think I'm about to get into it, man.
Get more into
I'm
that.
Hyped.
But that's a big part of it, moving profits into something that you think is more long term.
Yes.
And Katie, we've got an app like that. Can I just finish? Yeah, we've got an app like that in Canada. It's all in the same, like it's all in the same app. Like you've got your stocks and your crypto there, and then you've got your several accounts for your stocks, and you've got your crypto account all in one, and you can like move it around. I'm not sure if it's coming to America soon, but it's called Wealth Simple. And they have like a Cash App type app as well. It's the first of its kind in Canada because we don't have Cash App here, as you hear a lot of us saying. But we have something called Wealth Simple Cash, and that is very similar to Cash App. And they just started offering on that app I was telling you about. They just started offering wallets as well. So now you can transfer crypto from another wallet into that. And I'm just talking from a Canadian perspective, everyone. Yeah, bye.
Yo, what was the name of the app? Wealth Simple?
Wealth Simple. There's two of them. There's Wealth Simple Cash, which is the one I told you that's like PayPal or whatever. And then there's Wealth Simple, just Wealth Simple. And that's the one for investments and stocks and tradings. And a lot of it's mainly targeted at Canadians because a lot of the things on there are Canadian stocks. But it's got a lot of American stocks, and that's how that's one of my many stock apps.
Can we have that in US? Can we download that in US?
I think you can. It's based in Toronto, though. But I'm pretty sure I don't know why not. But check it out and let me know, because I don't know any Americans using it. I just know Canadians use it for ease of trade because it's in Canadian.
Let me pin that link to the top. Yo, what's up? What's up, nerd? Go for it.
I'm also
picking it up.
Oh, for sure, Giuseppe. Ladies first, though. So let's let Super Nerd, and I'm going to come over to you, brother.
So I'm also in Canada. So just for the Canadians listening, I just want to provide a couple of asterisks to Wealth Simple, because I, like Ray Ray, have Wealth Simple, but I realized registering a business entity in the U.S. gave me access to a Cash App.
That's a hack right there.
So here's the thing with Wealth Simple, right? And I think this is potentially why a lot of the Canadian Bitcoin investors that I know who have been in Bitcoin since like 2015 kind of look at Wealth Simple for stocks predominantly and then don't really put anything in the Wealth Simple wallet. It's because Wealth Simple, along with another digital bank called Mogo, M-O-G-O, were the first Canadian platforms to start offering Bitcoin investment as well as storage. Your storage wallet. However, the catch is Canadian banks are becoming a lot more restrictive about you even being able to leverage your Canadian bank account to be able to trade in Bitcoin. So, when I went to purchase Shiba a week ago, because my friend was like, yo, you need to get with this dog. And I was like, I'm getting a dog, relax. And he was like, no, a token. And I was like, okay, cool. I went to go and purchase on crypto.com. Yeah, no, I was like, I'm with it. I went on crypto.com and I went to process a purchase on the exchange, and my bank refused it 6 times. So I had to pick and I went to process a purchase on the exchange, and my bank refused it 6 times. So I had to pick up the phone and call them and be like, I see the money. Why aren't you processing the transaction? And they're like, yeah, no. All of the major federally regulated banks in Canada are now refusing crypto purchases on any exchange. So that is Kraken, crypto.com. We Canadians don't even have access to Binance.
Girl, I had to get a whole new bank account.
Here we go. So what I did,
yeah,
a little hack for Canadians, okay? Canadians, go and get a card called a KOHO card, K-O-H-O. It is a prepaid Visa card. Now, here are the benefits of KOHO. Number one, your transactions in crypto go forward. Number two, you're actually just using your own money. But the benefits of KOHO is that it actually gives you cash back on every purchase. So you're getting paid to trade in crypto. So my recommendation is, if your traditional bank will not permit you to make crypto purchases or to then extract like your profits, they'll take the profits. They just won't let you get to the profits. But if they won't let you actually make the purchases, get yourself a prepaid Visa card called KOHO. The platform Mogo and Wealthsimple, the only asterisk that I would recommend that you take a look into is that with Wealthsimple, if you make your purchase on Wealthsimple, they do not permit you to take out your purchase and move it over to another exchange. They allow you to import your exchanges. They do not allow you to export Wealthsimple exchanges right now. And whether that is because they're holding it because they're looking to eventually become their own exchange, or whether that's just a securities thing, that is something for you to take into consideration. So what you may want to do with Wealthsimple is leverage it as a tool to read the market and to understand what those points are. But I would say for now, and probably until the end of 2022, keep your money on crypto.com or Kraken until Canadian banks determine whether or not they're actually going to be as revolutionary as the El Salvadorian banks, or if they're going to be as stringent as the U.S. banks, because they are terrified that fiat will become insubstantial. Because the other thing is, Canadian banks all underwrite the Canadian real estate market. Oh, so for them, they're looking at it as, this is a threat to the rapid growth that the Canadian real estate market has. So we have to protect how we've inflated the market because it makes our investments look good. So trade on Kraken or crypto.com or Binance, wherever you are, but read the markets on Wealthsimple and also get Robinhood. You can sign up even if you can't trade and just pay attention, like Nkechi said. I just wanted to give that little asterisk.
Yeah, that was fire. That was fire. Thank you so much for that.
Sorry about that. You said KOHO card, prepaid card?
Yeah, K-O-H-O.
Yo, is that KOHO.com? Hey, you guys, I'm going to be putting the links at the top as I hear stuff. So I've got Wealthsimple up there. Is that KOHO.com?
I believe so, yeah.
All right, let me try it out.
And Wealthsimple,
absolutely.
It's really good for stocks, honestly. That's one of the reasons I like it, because I do a lot of stock trading on there mainly. I was really excited when the crypto came because it was like the first Canadian app that I knew developed by Canadians that I saw that had crypto, because I was looking for so many places to buy different things. And after having like five different crypto apps, it was nice to have a Canadian one. But also, it's really dope that they've now started allowing fractional shares. I don't think they're going to get shipped until like next year, to be honest, in terms of Wealthsimple and Canada. But honestly, most people just that I know that do crypto trading in Canada, they tend to use crypto.com or Binance, or they just store it in Trust Wallet. That's another thing that a lot of people I know do. But yeah,
well, sorry.
Agree with that. Bye.
That's fire. That's fire. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Please, as you guys hear stuff, please chime in more. All right, next up, we got my guy Giuseppe, and then I'll add you to the QLA.
Yeah, thank you, Nakezi. I'm happy to be here and talk
real
about...
Real quick, let me do your intro, Giuseppe. If you guys don't know who Giuseppe is, this guy got so much Bitcoin, and you need to stop saying how much Bitcoin you have, Bor, because somebody's going to run up on you. But this man here was investing in crypto even before me, and I invested in crypto a long time ago. This man here, he's no joke. He owns over 200-plus real estate properties, and he owns just a crap load of BTC. So what's up, Giuseppe?
Thank you so much for the intro. I started to invest in crypto 2010 when one guy told me, listen, I invested from 1997, long time in stock in Italy before because I'm Italian, and after in USA. And I love to talk here about that, and I ate in some other room. Why? I tell you, when Dogecoin was 60 cents, I remember very well, I don't want to tell the name of the room, the stupid guy give the advice, but everything.
Hey, loves. Welcome to the other side. I hope you're enjoying the journey so far. If there are episodes you haven't listened to yet, make sure to check them out next. And if you haven't already, make sure you visit us at www.nkechi.club to join our community by becoming a member. That's NKECHI.club. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. I hope that something you heard today touched you. And until the next time, please remember, you are loved, you are valued, and we couldn't do this without you.